From Washington, it's VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump went on an extended tirade against the media on Tuesday evening, equating reporters with traitors, calling them bad people who don't like our country. During a political rally in the Phoenix Convention Center, the president recited previous statements he made criticizing neo-Nazis and the Ku Klux Klan following the fatal August 12th clash in Charlottesville, Virginia. Ahead of Trump's arrival, there was speculation he may announce a pardon for Joe Arpaio, the former sheriff of Maricopa County, Arizona, and renowned handler and hardliner on immigration policies. Trump, however, did give a strong indication he may at some time in the future pardon the 85-year-old Arpaio, who was recently convicted of contempt of court for ignoring a judicial order to halt his immigration patrols.
You know what? I'll make a prediction. I think he's going to be just fine, okay?
There were chaotic scenes outside the venue where the rally was being held. Protesters were chanting and what appeared to be smoke bombs and fireworks being set off. Police used tear gas and percussive grenades to disperse groups of protesters, and some also fired pepper spray at crowds after someone apparently lobbed rocks and bottles at the officers. At least 74 people were injured after a train derailed in Uttar Pradesh in India, the second train accident in the northern Indian state in the last 3 days. The Kafayat Express derailed at 2:40 a.m. local time when a truck carrying sand for construction overturned in the tracks near Araria town. The train driver was forced to put on the brakes, and the impact caused 8 coaches to fall off the rails. This is VOA News. 3 young brothers have been saved by emergency services after being trapped by a magnitude 4 earthquake that struck the Italian island of Ischia. Jacob Greaves reports.
A miraculous escape and the making of one memorable family reunion. The cheers coming from fire crews as the last of 3 brothers is pulled from the rubble. They had survived hours trapped below after an earthquake hit the Italian island of Ischia on Monday night. This, the eldest of the siblings. Fire crews found his younger brothers earlier. The island has a population that swells to around 200,000 in peak summer months. Most of the damage occurred in the higher areas of the volcanic island away from the coast. Helicopters and a ferry boat have brought in extra rescue workers from the mainland. The quake hit just a few days before the first anniversary of a major earthquake that killed nearly 300 people in central Italy, most of them in the town of Amatrice.
Reporter Jacob Greaves. The United Nations Children Fund reports an alarming increase in the use of so-called human bombs by Boko Haram insurgents in northeast Nigeria. Lisa Schlein has the story.
UNICEF spokeswoman Marixi Mercado says 83 children were forced to go on suicide missions. She says the consequences for all children are terrible. Because of their role as human bombs, she tells VOA, children are widely viewed with suspicion.
People are afraid of children who have been victimized in this absolutely appalling way. There are instances of children being ostracized by their communities.
UNICEF calls the use of children as human bombs an atrocity and says they are above all victims and not perpetrators. It says rejecting children who have been released by Boko Haram or have escaped simply compounds their suffering. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Panama's president says his country will begin requiring an entry visa for Venezuelans beginning in October as their homeland slips deeper into crisis. President Juan Carlos Varela said that recent events in Venezuela forced him to act to preserve Panama's security, economy, and job sources. North Korea state media released new photos on Wednesday that appear to show the designs of one or possibly 2 new missiles. Concept diagrams of the missiles were hanging on the wall behind leader Kim Jong-un when he visited a plant that makes solid fuel engines for the country's ballistic missile program. One of the photos clearly showed a diagram for a missile called the Pukyusong 3, which appears to be the latest in its Polaris series. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.